This is the word of God. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Thus far the word of the Lord. May he bless it to us all. You may be seated. In this passage, we read that people were bringing their babies to Jesus. Actually states that they were bringing even infants. Jesus' disciples rebuked the parents. They thought that they were doing the right thing, the disciples. But it turned out that they were dead wrong. And that Jesus actually wanted people to bring their babies to him, their little children. And Jesus went on to say some rather startling things about faith in response to what the disciples had done. So let's walk through this passage together. Look at verse 15. "Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them." Matthew and Mark mention children. Luke says infants. Clearly, the parents came to Jesus expecting that he would grant their request for their children to place his blessing on them. Matthew says that they brought their children to him, quote, that he might lay his hands on them and pray, 19:13. And Mark says that Jesus, quote, took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them, Mark 10:16. So that's what they wanted Jesus to do, and that's what they expected Jesus to do. And it's a testimony on their part to who they understood Jesus to be. They had seen and heard enough to conclude that Jesus is none other than God's Messiah, who brings the blessings of God's kingdom to his people. For did not Jesus preach that the kingdom of God had arrived? And did not Jesus demonstrate the reality of the kingdom by his words and deeds of grace and mercy and healing power? So John Calvin says on this passage, "We must observe the intention of those who present the children, for if there had not been a deep-rooted conviction in their minds that the power of the Spirit was at his disposal, that he might pour it out on the people of God, it would have been unreasonable to present their children." Indeed, as we saw earlier in the Gospel of Luke, who can forgive sins but God? And yet Jesus forgave sins. And who can heal a paralyzed man but God? And yet Jesus healed the paralyzed man. This is who he is. And the parents see him for who he is. And that is why they bring their children to him, with the assurance that because of who Jesus is, he will receive their children and he will bless them. But Jesus' disciples couldn't see what the parents saw. So we read on that when the disciples saw it, the people bringing their babies and their kids, their little ones, to Jesus, they rebuked them. Why did they do that? It must have amazed and dismayed the parents greatly to be pushed away by Jesus' disciples. Why did they do it? According to the context, Jesus was busy teaching. His audience was grown-ups. These babies and little kids wouldn't be able to understand anything he was saying. At best, they were out of place. At worst, they would be a distraction. So, from the point of view of the disciples, take them away. Bring them back when they are able. What's troubling about the disciples' attitude is that it's a very widely held attitude among Christians today. That little kids, much less infants, have no place with Jesus because of their inability to receive from him. The idea we have is that children have to grow up enough to be able to come to Jesus on their own. But the disciples, as we have seen, were flat out wrong. They couldn't have been more mistaken. And that means that when we share their outlook, we couldn't be more mistaken. So look at verse 16. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them." In Mark's account of this, Mark says that when Jesus saw what his disciples did in pushing the people and their children away, Mark says he was actually indignant at them. That's significant. That's significant. It's very significant because that's the only time in any of the four Gospels that Jesus is recorded as being indignant with his disciples. They got his goat. So we see that the disciples were totally wrong in this notion that babies and little kids were too young to be brought to Jesus. And just in case they didn't get it, not only did Jesus tell them not to hinder the babies and little children from being brought, he specifically told them to let them come. And he reinforced it with the strongest possible reason. To such belong the kingdom of God. More on that in just a moment. But pause for reflection. When Jesus forbade his disciples from hindering the children coming, doesn't that imply that the children are attracted to Jesus and drawn to him? Now, we believe and we acknowledge that our children are conceived and born in sin and therefore are under condemnation. We are all descendants of fallen Adam. That's what that means. We are born into a fallen, broken world as fallen, broken persons. But they are infants in their sin as well as in their biological development. Despite their sin, they are drawn to Jesus. Indeed, it is common experience that it is that the more a person considers himself to be wise and intelligent, the more likely they are to be a modern-day Pharisee that opposes Jesus. And you have to ask this question, what sense would it make for Jesus to tell the disciples to let the children come, not to hinder them, if they were not attracted to him? In fact, what Jesus says next runs headlong against not only the disciples' attitude and behavior, but against one of the most basic beliefs among many Christians today. He says in verse 16, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Did you get that? Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God belongs to these little kids and even to utterly helpless babies. Now, his point is absolutely not that little kids and babies are sweet and innocent. We've already reminded ourselves that they are conceived and born in sin. And even as infants, they show that pretty quickly. Jesus isn't talking about their innocence. Rather, he's talking about their inability, their helplessness. Nevertheless, the kingdom belongs to such as helpless little kids and even babies. How can that possibly be? Answer: the kingdom of God belongs to the helpless and the unable, because it is given to them by God as a gift. It's the gospel. The gospel is not for those who are able. It's for those who are completely unable. Imagine that you fell off of a cruise ship and were drowning. A crew member on deck throws you a life ring and shouts, "Take hold of the ring and you'll be saved," but your wet clothes are dragging you down. You can't get to the ring. You are unable to take hold of it. The crew member realizes it and jumps into the water and brings the ring to you to save you, despite and indeed because of your helplessness. So it is that the kingdom of God is his gift to such as little kids and babies who are helpless. And so you see why Jesus goes on to say, and this is very offensive to our modern sensibilities, this ranks up and high on the list of verses in the Bible that really bug us. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you," which is one of Jesus' ways of saying, "Now hear this." He's turned on the megaphone. Turn up your hearing aids. Hear this. "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter into it." Adults have to receive the kingdom of God just like a helpless baby. How can that possibly be? You see, Jesus' whole point is just this. No one is able to come to Jesus on their own. That is why salvation is by grace, sheer sovereign grace. Salvation is by grace in spite of and because of the fact that no one is able to save himself. It's because babies and little kids are helpless and unable to come to Jesus on their own that they are perfect examples of salvation by God's grace alone. For the most able and intelligent and educated adult in the world is no more able to come to Jesus on his own than a baby is. The point Jesus is making is really very simple. God doesn't give the kingdom to those who think they are able, but to those who know they're unable. Someone will say, "Wait a minute. Babies are not able to understand and believe the gospel." Right. Neither are adults. The Bible says that no one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. Romans 3:11-12. So the only way the smartest man or woman in the world can understand and believe and profess his or her faith is when the Lord enables them to do so. Isn't this what Paul says? "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one can boast." Now you see why these parents brought their babies and little kids to Jesus. Not because they were able to receive the kingdom, but because Jesus is able to give the kingdom to them. That's what Jesus means by saying that adults must become like babies and little kids to enter the kingdom. It's not saying they have to become childlike. It means they have to realize that they're totally helpless to do anything to obtain the kingdom. A newborn baby can't even hold the nipple of a baby bottle in its mouth, but its mother can. So too, no one is able to do anything to obtain the kingdom, but Jesus is able to give it to them. Okay, so then how does Jesus do it? He does it through his word. As the Apostle Paul says in Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Where did Paul get that idea? He got it from Jesus in John 6, verse 63, when he said to his disciples, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." We see this fleshed out in the book of Acts. Peter preached the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to the Jews on the day of Pentecost and urged them to receive God's word, saying, "The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." Acts 2:39. We're told in verse 41 that about 3,000 people that day received God's word and were baptized. Now, many people today assert that all of those people were old enough and they were old enough to understand what Peter was saying, and they were all old enough to make a profession of faith, and that there weren't any babies in that 3,000 because babies are not able to come. Well, wait a minute. We were just talking about that. Let's assume they were all adults. They weren't any more able to come to Jesus than babies were. It was the word of Christ that gave them life. And then they became newborn babies in Christ. Every one of them. Whether they were 13 or 30 or 80, or newborn babies in Christ. And then they slowly grew up into maturity in Christ through what we call the means of grace. They are listed in verse 42. Here's the means of grace. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. That's the first one. We have that in the Bible. And the fellowship. That's the life of the congregation. To the breaking of bread. That's the communion. And the prayers. It's all in verse 42. As these newborns participated in the means of grace in the church, they grew up into adulthood in Christ. Now, we just granted, let's say, all of those 3,000 were adults. They were able, well, none of them were able, were they? It was the word of Christ that by the Spirit used to regenerate them. But let me ask you this, granting that they were all adults, what do you think these people did with their little kids and babies when they went to church? Well, they left them all at home, or they put them all in daycare, right? No, daycares wouldn't be around for another couple thousand years. More to the point, what do you think they did with their babies and their little kids when they heard Jesus' teaching from this passage that I read to you and that we've been looking at? They brought them to Jesus, just as he taught them to do. For to such belongs the kingdom. To such the word of God is addressed, to give them life. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. The babies and the little children grew up in the church in the means of grace, the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, the breaking of bread and the prayers. Only they started at the beginning of their lives instead of later like their parents. But don't forget this. Don't get confused in your minds. Their parents had to become like them, not they like their parents. So you're a parent who believes in Jesus. What do you do with your babies, your little kids? You bring them to Jesus and you teach them to know and trust him. You do so not because they are able, but because he is able. You do so because you believe what Jesus says, that to them belongs the kingdom of God. Not because they are able, but in spite of and because they are not able. After all, you know this very well. because you had to become like them to enter the kingdom. Thus far, the word of God. May he bless it to us all. Let's respond to the word.